I don't want to, you know, please people nowadays para hindi ako ma-cancel, only to find out na dahil sa kakulangan ko bilang isang Kristiyano, bilang isang Katoliko, na hindi ako nagsalita ngayon para hindi ako maka-offend ng mga LGBT, para hindi ako maka-offend ng mga feminists. Only to find out pagdating sa judgment ko, maka-cancel ako ni Lord.
Be committed to that search for truth. And let that, you know, really take you where it will lead you. Kasi if you are genuinely and sincerely looking for the truth, I'm sure you will find, you know, that we are on the same side. Diyos ang katotohanan eh. No?
One of the hallmarks of wokeism is tinatanggal natin yung agency ng tao to be able to change himself and to transform himself. Ang gusto ng tao ngayon is, mag-adjust kayo sa akin. No? Let's not talk about it. Not to trigger ako. No? Imbis na, affected ako, yes, triggered ako, but let's have a conversation about it.
Hello everyone, and we are back at the Padscast, and ako pa rin po si Pads Albert. And I'm very happy and blessed to have with me on the studio a very special guest. Galing pa po siyang US. But I'd let him introduce himself to you. So bro, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Anthony James Perez. Ako po ay ang author ng librong The Man You're Meant to Be. And I just got married a couple of months ago. So congratulations. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, wow. So you got married in the U.S.?
No, I got married here. Ako po ay taga U.S. From Washington State. Mm. And I met my wife online.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, presents so many challenges, having a relationship long distance, tapos na-meet mo lang online. But by God's grace, we made it. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you. No. And akala ko nina makakapag-asawa because I'm 43 years old. My wife is 29. And by God's grace, nabiyaan pa rin tayo ng isang mabuti at magandang asawa.
So, yes.
Thank you. She's very supportive of what I do. So, thank you, Lord.
I love it. Ang galing, no? So, a successful online relationship at the start, no?
Yeah.
Most people would, you know, parang hindi, may successful bang ganun? But it's good, no, to hear. This one, no? Bore fruit. Yes. So,
hindi kami dating app.
Yeah.
It's not. We just met on Facebook. Ako po ay, yung mission ko po is, I write about our Catholic faith online and on Facebook. And one of the things na sinulat ko, nakarating sa kanya. And dahil doon, inad niya ako kasi siguro napuhian sa akin. Siguro. But that was also the time that she was actually searching for people na who can deepen her Catholic faith. So sabi niya, siguro add ko na to dahil he has written a lot of good things for the faith, for the Catholic Church. So sabi niya, i-add ako and then... It took a while before I could message her.
Yeah.
Medyo nahiya ako. But I got there. And the rest is history.
Sabi na, we should have had her in the studio din. Yes, it would have been nice to hear this story, you know, how you found each other through your mission work.
I love you, dear. No? Yeah. So, nanonood ka ngayon.
I'm sure she will.
Yes.
Ang galing. And of course, you are a man on a mission. Sabi mo nga kanina, you are doing... Before we go to... your most latest product, no? So you've been doing Catholic content for quite some time now.
I mainly write on my Facebook. No? Kasi yun yung nakita kong way para to be able to proclaim the faith, to proclaim the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, nakikita ko yung practical applications ng ating pananampalataya. Dahil ang biyayang binigay sa akin ng Diyos is to be able to see the various connections between what is happening in society at yung sa ating pananampalataya bilang mga Katoliko.
That's nice.
And that's the reason why I feel so connected to our church through what is happening in the world. And what happened was that nung early 2010, ganun, if you can remember, ito po yung height nung pag-push para doon sa RH bill.
2010, around that time.
Around that time. And naging active po ako sa pro-life ministry through Sister Pilar. No?
Yeah.
And after that, naging active na rin ako sa pag-promote ng gentlemanly values and chastity sa mga boys. No? Kasi sabi ko, I don't think I can teach as well teach yung mga values ng mga girls na dapat nilang ano, but I can teach sa mga boys. I think that's my gift. And this is the reason why I've been doing this stuff for the past 10 or more years.
Yeah.
And through my talent of writing.
I see. And I agree. No, I have read your posts. You do have a, you know, you have a gift for writing and for expressing these ideas, you know, in an easily digestible way. So buti na lang, no, you're using your talent for these messages.
Yeah, kasi naisip ko what will happen to me kapag kunwari if I meet the Lord one day sa judgment ko, and naisip ko ano sasabihin ni Lord sa akin, binigyan kita ng ganyan talent, hindi mo ginamit. So and this is the reason why I'm doing it.
Yeah, yes. And thank God for that. We need more communicators who will proclaim, or not really proclaim, it's too formal. No, it will really send out the message, no, in the arena right now, which is social media. You know,
yes.
In the ating mission field. That's why we're doing the podcast. And that's why when we got connected and you wanted to also be here on the show, sabi ko, perfect. And ang ganda nung sinabi mo muna, when we're, yung sinabi mo, 2010s, pro-life movement versus the RH bill. But I like how you zeroed in on values, no? Because that's the heart of it, right?
Yes.
Diba? It's not... a lot of people get lost in the thick of the woods, no? Kung ano yung bakit ganito, dapat ganyan. But at the heart of all our, you know, when we fight for... Kung ngayon RH bill, kung ngayon it's about yung bill for our LGBTQ brothers,
SOGI.
Or yeah, SOGI, SOGI bill, and so on. And divorce bill is also coming up.
Yes.
But at the heart of all these, it's not because we're intolerant of or we don't want these things, but at the heart of it, we're really just trying to promote the values that are aligned with the gospel. Diba?
My message is all about what the church stands for. Ang dali kasi, katulad ng sinabi nyo, ang dali kasing sabihin na bilang Katoliko, ay, bawal yung divorce, bawal yung contraception, bawal itong ganito, bawal itong ganyan. But what do we really stand for?
Yes.
Yun ang siguro kulang na nai-emphasize sa ating buhay Katoliko. No? Ano ba talaga yung pinaglalaban natin? Bakit natin pinaglalaban ito? Imbes na puro, ay, bawal ito, bawal ganyan. Hindi dapat gawin yan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because if you know what you are fighting for, if you know the values, you will understand that, okay, ito yung tama, ito yung mali. Let's talk, let's discuss this. Kasi baka isipin mo, kontra lang ako sa buhay mo.
Yeah.
May mga ganun eh. No? Na iniisip nila ay you're existing in order to contradict me. No.
Yeah.
I'm just saying na ito dapat yung values natin. Na magiging common para sa atin. And if we practice these values, magiging masaya at fulfilled tayong lahat.
Yes. I love that, no? It's so true. And this is a lesson on dialogue, no? Brothers and sisters, no? Na yung mahalaga na alam natin kung why we're doing this. And it's not because of the presenting matter talaga. It's more of the values that are at the heart of it, no? And we'd like to propose that to people na these are the values that will give you what you're looking for, that will give you what everyone looks for, no, in life, no, and the gospel gives us that. And sabi mo, in your understanding of the importance of values, you zeroed in on teaching boys, no, or you know, focusing on that group, no, that you can look back at. Why did you go into that? How did you... I mean, not everyone will talk about these things, no?
How much time do we got?
The floor is yours, bro.
Okay. I promise that I will restrict myself to 5 minutes. 5 minutes and 3 hours.
Yeah, okay, you have...
Mm-hmm. I entered the seminary at the very young age of 12. Minor seminary.
Yeah.
Prior to that, napaka mama's boy ko.
Okay.
The seminary was my first taste of being taught what a man should be. Sama-sama ko yung mga boys doon. And you have your formators. They tell you about discipline. They tell you about your responsibilities. I learned it inside my head. And thank God for my formators. Mm-hmm. Pero hindi siya naging conviction ko.
Yeah.
I left the seminary after 7 years. I know what I should be doing, but in my heart, I didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
So, ang nangyari was, after I left the seminary, I only spent a couple of years with my parents, and then they left for the States. Mm-hmm. Naiwan ako sa bahay. What would a normal 20-something adult male do kapag mag-isa ka sa bahay?
So, ikaw na lang naiwan?
Practically, yes. Yung mm-hmm. brother ko lives dun sa isang kwarto sa bahay, pero practically sa labas na ng bahay. Mm-hmm. No? So, I was left all alone, survival mode. And doon ko natutunan yung lahat ng mga masasamang bisyo. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily smoking. I drank. I didn't smoke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But all the other sinful activities.
Yeah.
Kasi mag-isa lang ako yun. There's no adult in the house. Uh-huh. Yung kuya ko, God bless him, he was just very permissive of what I do. Mm-hmm. And I coasted through my adult life. Sinayang ko siya. Mm-hmm. Not knowing my potential. Not knowing that I was born in order to fulfill a mission, and yet ang ginawa ko sinayang ko lang. No, ang mga main vices ko nun was laziness. No,
yeah. Which not many people would say is a vice.
Kasi ano eh? Kasi
it's good that you're pointing that out.
Laziness. It's not fulfilling your potential basically. Mm-hmm. Ang buhay ko nun is gigising. Naglalaro ng computer. Kapag may trabaho ng konti, sige, trabaho. But everything was directed towards pleasure.
Yeah.
Like, sige, gagawin ko yung responsibilities ko. Pero only because I want to maximize the hours for for pleasure. And it came to the point na ayoko na nang gawin yung responsibilities ko. Uh-huh. I was an escapist. So,
yeah.
So, yun. Things changed nung finally tumuloy yung petition ko sa States.
Uh-huh.
Pagdating ko sa States, it was a whole new environment. Mm-hmm. Hindi ka pwedeng tatamad-tamad sa States because they expect you to work there sa States. And
kala ko may mga welfare. Dito kasi sa atin talaga magugutom ka pag hindi ka nagtrabaho eh.
Pero ang immigrant tapos may welfare ka kagad. I don't think so.
Yeah, all right.
Diba? Kakarating mo pa lang mag-a-apply ka kagad sa welfare. But basically, that's what my dad told me. You gotta get a job here. Mm-hmm. And nung nandito ako sa Pilipinas, yes, I was really doing my stuff, like the pro-life stuff. I was a speaker for retreats.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Pero yung real work... halos hindi ko naranasan dito. Mm. Nung nandun ako sa States, sabi ko, I couldn't work because may sleep apnea ako, may diabetes ako. I was really physically weak.
Uh-huh.
Sabi ko, the first thing that I will focus on is my body. So I was like 220 pounds. I don't know how many kilos is that. Pero super overweight ako noon. I was sleepy 24/7. Uh-huh. Nag-diet exercise ako until I was able to slim down. And nung pumayat ako, doon ako nakakuha ng trabaho, which is yung first job ko was to bus tables and to be a restaurant host.
Yeah.
And then after that, nagtrabaho ako sa Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yes.
Cargador, basically. Kasi tumatanggap kami ng donations.
Yeah.
Tumatanggap kami like sofas, furniture, appliances. And it was a very physically demanding job. Mm-hmm. And after 5 months, na-promote ako. Mm-hmm. And doon ko na-realize, in conclusion...
meron ka pang 1 minute.
Okay. In conclusion, doon ko na-realize that the happiest and most fulfilling part of my life was when I took responsibility for myself and for my life. Na sinasabi kong, ay, hindi ako aasa sa parents ko para sa pera. Uh-huh. Ay, malakas pala ako beyond my imagination. Nanghina lang ako because of my laziness. So I can change my life. I have the agency to take control of my life and shape it in the way that pleases God and honors Jesus.
Yeah.
So yun ang naging story ko. And that's the reason why I wrote the book. Partly because gusto kong i-share yung aking journey towards what I call spiritual masculinity.
Yes. So ito yung book, no? Mamaya, we'll go into detail. Some, not detail, kasi baka hindi na kayo bumili. Yeah. No? But we're gonna look into some parts of that. No? So what's the book again? The Man...
The Man You're Meant to Be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Ang ganda. Ako, I first of all, I just wanna comment on that 5-minute story, summary of your life, no?
Bitin nga ako sa pagkwento.
But that's so empowering, though, when you... It's a transition to real adulthood when you own up, no? Take responsibility for your life, no? Kahit siguro sino sa atin, we can say that we're adults by age. Many of us can say we're adults biologically, but we're not living as adults, no?
Yeah, we're like 13-year-olds stuck in the body of a 40-year-old man.
Yeah, man-child, di ba? Yeah, that's a term that people use, di ba?
Peter Pan syndrome. It's included there in the book. Yeah.
Kawawa naman si Peter Pan, naging syndrome pa. But yeah, it actually makes sense. And grabe, no? And so that decision to be in a new environment and kasi just because you're in a new environment, di naman automatic na.
And actually, ayoko nga pumunta sa States.
Mm-hmm.
As far as we all have experienced, ang gusto natin is just to stay in the status quo. Ayaw natin ng change. Ayaw natin go beyond the comfort zone, so to speak. Pero naisip ko rin finally, anong gagawin ko rito sa Pilipinas? And baon ako sa utang. Lagi ako napuputulan ng kuryente. These are very sordid stories nung ako'y nandito pa. Lagi akong may eviction notice na hindi ako makabayad sa renta. And when I got to the States, sabi ko, this is a fresh start for me, for my life. And I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity. And yun, after that transformation, after that decision to change my life, fast forward to this year, the best year of my life. No, hindi po ako mayaman pero you know, thanks dun sa ipon ko dahil nakapagtrabaho ako na maayos, nakapabili ako ng bahay dito. No, yeah. Nakapag-asawa ako, may nagkagusto sa akin. And yun na nga, I've been financially so far financially free.
Yeah.
Hindi ako biro nyo dati, no, 50 pesos na lang lagi ang natitira sa wallet ko. And I would have to stretch that for a week kasi yung sweldo ko the next week pa. So, from living that kind of life to living my life today where I'm responsible for myself and for my wife, sobrang laking transformation. And I really thank God for, you know, for showing me the light, for giving me that opportunity to change myself.
Yes, and I appreciate that. That's a powerful testimony, and I'm sure, you know, people would love to hear more about your personal story sa page na lang ni Auntie AJ, you know. But for now, we're here to talk about specifically your book, no, and the things that are in here. Again, The Man You're Meant to Be, reflections on spiritual masculinity and toxic woke culture. Whoa, that's loaded.
Yeah.
Una, bro, I wanna commend you for daring to take the bull by the horns. Kasi anyone who talks about and addresses, first of all, woke culture, that's, you know, playing with fire because it's always difficult. Yeah, di ba?
Kasi takot tayo makancel.
Yes, and that's what happens, di ba? Diba? Naka-cancel. Iba talagang nawawala yung platforms nila. Mm-hmm. Diba? So, siguro dun muna, no? Kasi it's a reality in the Philippines, do you think? It's happening here as well?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. There's already a lot of manifestations and signs that itong society natin, Philippine society, it's always been imitating Western culture anyway. Yeah.
Bilis natin mag-adapt kasi, no?
No. And part of that is adapting wokeness or tinatawag nating wokeism. And just for the sake of our audiences, kung hindi kayo aware what wokeism is, mm-hmm. Ang definition ng mga woke is that wokeism is the pursuit of social justice, mm-hmm. being aware of the various injustices in society and mm-hmm. pursuing social justice. Pero yung social justice na yun, hindi yun yung how the church defines it.
Yeah. Huh?
It's just about the various ideologies na nakatali doon sa wokeism, like feminism, mm-hmm. LGBT, trans ideology, racism, yung mga ganyang bagay na yan. That's how they define social justice, to pursue social justice through ameliorating the suffering, quote-unquote, of these groups of people.
Yeah. So, just to play devil's advocate mm-hmm. a bit. But isn't that right? Isn't that what Jesus would do to fight for these oppressed sectors?
I would fight for their rights, uh-huh. Their human rights. But I will not obey or live by their ideologies. Kasi meron sila mga ideologies na labag sa pananampalataya natin.
Yeah.
So, for example, if I were to say to... I have a lot of friends na LGBT.
Yeah.
So, sasabihin ko, yes, bro, I support you, sister.
Yeah.
I support your journey as LGBT, but I cannot support your lifestyle. I cannot say na tama yung ginagawa ninyo na nakikirelasyon kayo sa kapwa-babae, kapwa-lalaki. There would have to be a point where I say, bro, you're my friend, yes, but I will also have to say that this is what you're doing wrong, because that's what friendship is, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Hindi ka puro, ay, sige lang kung anong gusto mong gawin, hindi lang puro ganun. Because true friends will tell you kung ano yung tama at ano yung mali, because in the end, we will all have to be judged by God. At kung, if they persisted in this life na mali, ano sasabihin ni God sa akin? Kaibigan mo yan, hindi mo ba siya
sinabihan? Hindi ka mala nagsalita.
Hindi ka mala nagsalita.
Oo. No? Kasi very Filipino yan, no? You don't rock the boat.
Yeah.
Oo, no? Yan mo na ba, walang pakialaman. Basta, you're not, ano.
Wala pa sa ganun trip.
No? Oo, wala pa
sa ganun trip. And ang lagi nila sinasabi is, hanggat wala kang inaapakan tao, ituloy mo lang.
Exactly.
But that's not how we Christians should live it, our lives, no? Kasi, yun nga, the church has taught us so much about how to live a moral life, how to obey the commandments. And we draw the line kapag yung nadi-disobey na yung mga commandments and yung lifestyle ng mga tao ay labag na sa turo ng simbahan.
Yeah, and again, this is not because we're rule-centered or because we're very legalistic, but because these things are in place so that we can flourish or grow in our human life, no?
Exactly.
Hindi kami nagbabawal dahil lang ayaw namin o hindi kami agree. But because the values are living the values is the way for us to, get, grow and mature and become, good people. Hindi lang as Christians, but good human beings.
And let's not be afraid to say na, mahirap yung values
ini-impose sure.
natin. Mm-hmm. Kasi for example, if you have same-sex attraction and you are speaking of, bro, I know that you feel this way towards yung kapwa lalaki, kapwa babae, pero the church teaches that you're most happy kapag ikaw ay sumunod sa turo ng simbahan. It's not to limit your happiness. It is to actually make sure that you are at the best and most flourishing of state of your soul.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're after.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now, so let's zero in on the men. No? Mm-hmm. Kasi, yeah. Sabi mo nga, that's, we're all working towards that. We're all working towards building the kingdom of God and the gospel values. But you, sir, are called to this ministry of forming men. You call it spiritual masculinity. Can you unpack that for us?
Yes. A spiritual masculinity is simply going back to the roots of our identity as men.
Mm-hmm.
And the roots are, of course, determined by God kasi ginawa tayo ng Diyos.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, yung values natin are determined by God Himself. No, for example, I indicated it dun sa libro natin, the first value that I wrote down there is about responsibility. Because responsibility was one of the first values na inilagak sa puso ng ni Adan.
Mm-hmm, no?
When he said, no, okay, you take care of the earth, you name the animals.
Yeah.
Hindi naman mahalin mo si Eva. Wala pa nga si Eva nun. Yeah. So it wasn't love. It was responsibility that was the first value. Before you can even reach out to someone else and love that person, you have to be responsible for yourself,
mm-hmm,
and for the world. No? So that's the first value na
responsibility.
Responsibility.
That's masculine. What you were talking about in your life. Right?
Yes.
Responsibility. No one will do it for you. No one will live your life for you.
And no one should be able to, you know, give you something for free na ina-expect mong, ay, libre na lang ng libre.
Yeah. Because naalala ko lang, no? It's one of the hallmarks of our culture today, yung parang people adjust to you, no? Because you deserve...
I deserve
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I deserve no? this. Yeah. I was a victim of generational trauma. And I mean, not to minimize and
no.
Make this, you know, make fun of it. It's real.
Make light of it, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, again, naalala ko lang yun. No? Ngayon, parang, I have, people should adjust to my triggers.
To my mental health.
To my mental health. Which is a good, compassionate thing to do for people. But at the same time, parang, yun nga, naging... I don't know, disproportionate na, I guess, is one of
kasi one of the hallmarks of wokeism is tinatanggal natin yung agency ng tao,
yeah,
to be able to change himself and to transform himself. Ang gusto ng tao ngayon is, yeah, mag-adjust kayo sa akin, no?
So,
let's not talk about it. Natitrigger ako, no? Imbis na, affected ako, yes, triggered ako, but let's have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
And that's also the foundation of yung cancel culture, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. People are getting canceled because hindi nila gusto yung sinabi ng isang tao and mm-hmm. therefore ka-cancel na, di-platform na.
So hindi tayo pwede mag-usap kasi just the fact that you bring something up that can be problematic,
mm-hmm.
hindi na pwede, canceled ka na.
Yeah.
Which is, I get it, you know. We have injured people with platforms na misuse it, no, and talk about stuff that are terrible and dangerous. Pero the opposite naman ngayon is bawal ka na tuloy mag-disagree. Bawal yes. ka na magsalita. Ano?
And just to be clear, it's not just the liberals, so to speak, the political liberals who are doing cancel culture.
Yeah.
Nakikita ko rin to sa mga conservative religious people.
Exactly, yeah. No?
For example, around a year ago, merong group of religious people who were saying, "Uy, punta kayo sa page ni ganitong pastor, ganyan, ganyan." They're speaking lies about the Catholic Church. I-platform natin by, you know, mass reporting. And sabi ko, we are not learning anything by canceling anyone and deplatforming them. Let's have proper discussions. Let's have proper conversations instead of kinancel mo siya, kinancel ka niya, nagdeplatforman kayo, and nobody is better for that.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Preach! nako. I don't understand that entire, you know, people weaponizing that canceling people, deplatforming people. And I hope we learn from it. So, yeah. So, we were talking about responsibility, you know, mm-hmm. and how that is the principal hallmark or value for spiritual masculinity, as
yes.
you would put it. No? And there are others.
There are others.
Yeah.
Like sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
We were taught as children, and some of us never learned this,
mm-hmm.
To, for example, to delay gratification. And some of us learned it, some of us didn't. Pero sacrifice is more than just delaying gratification. It is accepting the cross and offering it up to God. Napakalalim, no? Pero ang pinakasimpleng at pinakapayak na paraan para masabi ko to is, kung ano man ang dumating sa buhay mo, especially yung mga krus mo, try to learn from it and try to accept it and offer it up to God. No? Kasi si Jesus mismo, he, as a man, he was incarnated as a man. He died on the cross for our sins. And kung siya nga, na, bilang lalaki, he took upon himself as a responsibility, yung kasalanan ng mundo. And why should I, as a man, do anything less? No? So, yun ang gusto kong iparating dun sa chapter about sacrifice. No? As a man, we are born for sacrifice, not only because it's a fact of life na marami tayong sakripisyo eh.
Oo.
Isa sa mga unang sakripisyo nung bumalik ako dito sa Pilipinas is yung
traffic.
Traffic, yes. Traffic. I never experienced traffic in the States. That's also because hindi ako masyadong nagda-drive palayo. No? Kasi hindi ako pupunta ng Seattle. Traffic eh.
Yeah.
At naging allergic ako sa traffic. Going, nung nasa States ako, trabaho, uwi. And then maybe go to a restaurant or see a movie. Pero for the most part, never ko na-experience. For the 4 years na nandun ako, never ko naranasan ng traffic. Pagdating dito, hindi ako makaalis ng bahay dahil laging traffic. Pangalawa yung init, no?
Yeah.
Pangatlo na rin yung mga, you know, inconveniences of daily life here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
But those are small things. Those are really small things in comparison to what Jesus did for us sa krus. So, who am I to complain?
Yes.
Ang dami-daming marami pang mas malaki yung sakripisyo nila.
Yes, yes. I appreciate that, no. And again, so when we talk about responsibility, it automatically includes that sense of we have to choose things that will require us to give up other things, you know, for us to pursue them, you know? It's part of being responsible. No, and I think that that's essential kasi lahat, marami ngayon takot sa sacrifice. No?
Takot sa pain. Yes.
And addicted to pleasure. Perhaps it's also a good thing to put in.
Anyway, I remember that quote by Viktor Frankl. Mm-hmm. No? Sabi niya, kung ikaw ay addicted sa something, sa pleasure, it's because you're not finding your purpose in life. And that's so deep para sa akin kasi ganun ako eh. Ganun ako nung bata. No? I spent my life pursuing whatever pleasure that I could think of. Video games, women. Sometimes there was a time na naging alcoholic din ako. And that was down to the fact na hindi ko alam kung anong gagawin ko sa buhay ko eh. No? Kakalabas ko lang ng seminaryo. So I was conditioned to think na, okay, ito yung trabaho mo, dapat di ako magtrabaho, ito yung gagawin mo. And then, there came that life na wala nang superior na magsasabi sa'yo na dito ka nakasign, dito yung katrabahohin mo.
Ay, nako, all seminarians know that.
Yeah. So, yun. In order to be able to bear that sacrifice, you should be able to know and discern your purpose. Yun ang kagandahan ng sacrifice eh. You're able to offer it up to God once you know that this is your mission.
Mm-hmm.
Na lahat makakaya ko hanggat ginagawa ko yung mission ko na pinapagawa ng Diyos para sa akin.
Yes, yes, yes. I guess that's also something that we have to be mindful of, no? Yung ating aversion to sacrifice and vis-a-vis that yung ating addiction to pleasures, to being entertained, and you know, and tama, no? I mean, tignan mo yung mga the men who are actually mature, who are providing, who are, you know, living up these, yung alam mong idea of an ideal man, they are not, you know, they use their phones, they have their perhaps they play games or sports or whatever, but it doesn't define them. It's not disproportionate They know their priorities. They know what's important and not important to them.
They don't get too sidetracked with the journey. Pero yung destination, sa kanila yung nagmamatter.
Yeah.
And our destination, of course, is heaven. Pero dito sa ating particular life here on earth, meron tayong particular mission. And that is, yun yung hindi tayo dapat nasa sidetrack.
Yes, yes, yes. But of course, sacrifice is something you choose, no? You have to embrace it yourself, no? But there are other things that you also have to, parang, you know, make it a part of your life na dapat kaya mong kontrolin. And I think that's one of the values that you talk
yes.
about.
Yes, yeah. The other the next chapter is about temperance. No.
That's not something we often hear.
I don't
know why.
Yeah, and kapag tanungin mo yung mga tao, what's temperance? I mean,
nga, di ba?
Yung pinakamalapit na word in Tagalog is pagtitimpi. And it's
ba't ako magtitimpi? Yeah, deserve ko nga to.
Yeah, di ba?
Check parang, out mo na yan sa Lazada shopping kasi deserve mo yan.
That's one thing. Ang naisip ko namang iba is temperance pagdating sa passions natin. Let's say, for example, pornography.
Yeah.
No. Ang dali-dali na ngayon mag access ng pornography. And naalala ko ng bata ako, magazines lang yon.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, mapaghalata ang edad, Betamax tapes.
Okay, tapos, sa mga bata. Those are like huge, rectangular things.
Na, mm-hmm. na pinapasok sa, yeah.
So you have to be very deliberate
mm-hmm.
to access pornography. You have to mm-hmm. get the tape. Yeah. Play it, make sure no one's there and all that.
And then yung onset ng internet, merong internet pornography. Yes, but may subscription, may bayad. So hindi tulad ngayon na advertisement ads based ang ang mga pornography. So makakalibre ka talaga ng nood, mananawa ka eh.
Actually, alala ko parang may nag-release yung statistics ng isang sikat na mm-hmm. Porn website before, and Philippines was one of their top users.
Unfortunately.
I mean, I'm not laughing. It's there. Nagulat tayo na, oh, wow, ah. Country in Asia.
If I remember it right, the statistics says na Filipinos on average spend 12 minutes watching pornography doon sa site na yon.
Yeah.
And that's 12 minutes that you can, unfortunately, very damaging. No? It's damaging not only to the soul. Kasi ang lagi natin tinuturo is, ay, masama manood ng pornography. And it is. It's a sin against the sixth commandment.
Yeah.
Pero, studies are now showing na it is also damaging psychologically and possibly physically.
True.
Yeah. Kasi the brain is a learning machine. And the more you watch pornography, the more the brain learns in a bad way what the sexual act is.
Mm-hmm.
From an act of physical intimacy with another person, nagsuswitch ka dun sa panunood and you take pleasure in watching people
be intimate. So it's just personal pleasure na lang.
Yeah, it becomes personal pleasure. At nakalagay din dun sa libro na the more you watch pornography, the less you actually seek a person out in order to be intimate with that person. Of course, from a Catholic point of view, you shouldn't be intimate with anyone else but your spouse.
Yeah.
Pero the statistics say na even yung outside marriage, kapag the more you watch pornography, the more you seek, the less you seek sexual partners. Kasi you're satisfied na with pornography and medyo nakaka-awkward nga naman to be able to seek out other people through dating apps. It's tedious.
Yeah.
Medyo kailangan
to be vulnerable.
Yes. So, why am I putting myself out there when I get the pleasure here in my room using my phone?
Yes.
So, that's the danger of pornography.
Yeah, and the bigger problem with that, I think, is that no matter how long or how deep you go into that habit or that addiction, eventually the reality will catch up with you that it's a phony substitute for real intimacy and love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true for any addiction. You know, they're just escapes from the reality of your situation na you're languishing. Di ka, instead of God, you know, God made you to be this fruitful, amazing. Diba sabi nga nila, be the kind of person na when you wake up in the morning, the devil is worried yes. about you, no? But instead, you're just languishing your empty shell, which is a big, you know, sayang naman.
Sayang talaga. Oo. Kasi even I, nung ano, and I admitted dun sa libro, I admitted na there was a time that I was addicted to pornography. Not to the point na it got in the way of my personal life. Mm. Meron kasi mga addictions na ano,
yeah, severe
na,
talaga.
Severe na hindi na pumapasok sa trabaho, yeah. Nalilate, etc. It affected their performance. Pero even during at the height of my pornography consumption, nare-realize ko, sandali, dati hindi naman ganito ka-severe yung pinapanood ko.
Yeah.
And that is the one of the effects of pornography then na pa-severe ng pa-severe, pa-wild ng pa-wild yung pinapanood mo because you are unable to get satisfaction anymore from the usual vanilla porn na pinapanood mo. So, kailangan mas wild pa. And then, may papaisip eh, bakit ganito na yung pinapanood ko?
So, ako ba talaga to? Diba? And that will catch up with you sooner or later, yes. No matter how much you
are going deny to verbalize it. You are going to act it out. You cannot say that I am a good man. Why don't I? Bakit hindi ako nakakuha ng jowa? Bakit hindi ako nakakuha ng girlfriend? Bro, nanonood ka ng porn. Sooner or later, you are going to act it out. You are going to speak it out. Yung whatever you do in private, it branches out to your public life.
So, yeah, because it becomes you, you know?
Yeah, it's a habit. No?
Yeah. Oh, that's so... I love it. I love this. Actually, itong values na to, kung pwede lang gawa natin ng episode isa-isa, no?
Pwede.
So, mag-podcast tayo.
Sure.
No, because these are so important.
Yes.
No, but we only have so much time. No? But I guess that's important kasi para you have reason to get the book.
Yeah.
No? But I don't think you're done. I think there's one more value, right?
Yeah. And para sa akin, ito yung ano, one of the more difficult values na pinresent ko dun sa book. Uh-uh. It's love for the truth. It's
truthfulness.
Truthfulness.
Oh, seeking no. the truth. In this day and age?
Yes. In this day and age, ang daling makancel. Ikaw na natin. But God is the truth. Christ himself said that, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I don't want to, you know, please people nowadays para hindi ako makancel, only to find out na dahil sa kakulangan ko bilang isang Kristiyano, bilang isang Katoliko, na hindi ako nagsalita ngayon para hindi ako maka-offend ng mga LGBT, para hindi ako maka-offend ng mga feminists. Only to find out pagdating sa judgment ko, makakancel ako ni Lord.
Yeah.
Ayoko nun. No? So, I have to speak the truth today. Or at least, ika nga ni Dr. Jordan Peterson, speak the truth. Or at least don't lie. Mm-hmm. Huwag mong ipagpatuloy yung alam mong kasinungalingan.
Yeah.
The important thing here is that we all seek the truth, not from our own biases. Hindi tayo dapat magsalita out of our own biases, out of our, you know, own limited personal experience na, ay, dapat mag-divorce dahil ganito yung experience ko eh. That's not the truth. The truth is even broader and more complex than that. And it's a masculine value to stand up and to fight for the truth because Christ himself is the truth. And kapag hindi natin to ginawa, it's our children who will suffer when we don't stand up for the truth because they will have to live those lies.
Mm-hmm.
Anong klaseng magulang ako? Anong klaseng tatay ako? If I allow falsehoods to thrive in a society where my child lives and ang natututunan niya ay puro kasinungalingan, what kind of values will my son or daughter learn from such a society? Mm. My understanding is that if I stand up for the truth, who is Christ himself, will stand up for me. Maybe not in this world, pero sa susunod na buhay, I'm sure of that.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack about that, no, that a notion of truthfulness, about objective truth, and how our present culture has even distorted that to subjective truth, no? My truth, di ba?
My
this
truth.
Is my truth.
Yeah.
Parang nakakapagod din minsan pakinggan kasi, guys, and truth is not something you just assimilate for yourself, no? But, you know, there's the truth, which is objective, no? And we have to stand by that. As Catholics, minsan, because we want to, you know, be kind, compassionate, nawawala na, bublur na yung lines natin, mm-hmm. no? Between standing up for objective, clear truths of our faith, and how that applies to everyone.
Yes.
Nababaliktad.
Nakakapagod din naman kasi na agree lang tayo ng agree.
Yeah.
Sa mundo. No. People will clamor for preachers, for individuals, for groups who would fight for what they obviously see as a moral truth or even common sense truth.
Yeah.
Let's say, for example, sa panahon ngayon, ang hirap-hirap sabihin, pero ang babae ay babae at lalaki ay lalaki at hindi sila pwedeng, you know, babae pwedeng maging lalaki and vice versa. There are masculine women and there are feminine men, pero they still retain their masculinity or feminine identity.
Yeah.
And these are some of the truths na ang hirap-hirap nang sabihin ngayon kasi takot ma-cancel, takot ma-persecute. But I assure you, guys, let's just speak what is true and what is just, and Christ has our backs.
Yeah, siguro, just to not go too deep into it, no, but it's important for me, ang gusto ko lang maalala ng tao is that, you know, be committed to that search for truth. And let that, you know, really take you where it will lead you. No? Kasi if you are genuinely and sincerely looking for the truth, I'm sure you will find, you know, that we are on the same side. No? Mm-hmm. We are not, you know, Diyos ang katotohanan eh. No? Yeah. And kahit anong sabihin natin, dun ka babagsak. You know, in your genuine pursuit, your humble admittance na you don't define truth, but, you know, it's something that is already there.
It's already there.
And that we're just discerning it and looking for it. And I'm sure you'll discover that. No? And I hope we are all on the same, at least on that same ship, that we
on
are
the
all
pursuit for truth.
Yeah, for the pursuit of truth and the honest, no? Mm-hmm. Lahat yan, reminder yan sa lahat. Hindi lang sa mga, you know, sa mga liberal or how you would put yung mga not on the church side or who's in, but, you know, it's true for everyone, no? Kasi minsan tayo din mga Catholics, no? We are so easily swayed by our own partial truths, our own distorted truths,
our own biases.
We weaponize, you know, little minor details and sacrifice the more important core parts of our faith. It's just, again, selfless love, sacrifice, you know, the value of all of God's children, their inherent dignities. Pero minsan naiipit tayo dun sa iba-iba nating mga pinaglalaban, no? Yeah. And we forget, you know, those core things, no? So reminder din yan sa atin. Kunyari, good example, no? We weaponize headlines, no? All sides yan. Lahat tayo may mga ganyang faults na nabasa mo lang yung konti, may konting idea ka lang, tapos keyboard warrior ka na. O,
headline
ka na.
Na lang nabasa. Oo. Biglang ang dami ng sinabi, headline lang ang binasa.
So, and then, sana kung truthful yung headlines, eh, minsan, those in themselves are, you know, they are designed to trigger, to create reactions. Kasi dun kumikita. Again, so it's part of this entire discipline of being able to discern. No? And again, that falls on dedication to really be truthful.
And part of the pursuit of being truthful is to be aware of your own biases, of your own triggers. Ano yan eh? Blind spots natin yan. Yeah. These are blinders that prevent us from really pursuing the truth. No, for example, political leanings, for example. Hindi ako maniniwala kay ganitong candidate kasi makaganito ako na opponent ng candidate na yon, for example. And we've seen that in previous elections. Yeah. Eh paano kung totoo naman talaga yung sinasabi niya?
Yeah.
Just because kalaban siya nung manok mo, sinasabi mong mali na siya agad. And that will not lead us anywhere, no? Dapat the truth should be examined by its own merit, hindi yung kung sino yung nagsalita, hindi yung kung ano yung experience mo dun sa taong yon, we should be able to think clearly. Totoo ba talaga ito? I-research ko nga kung tama nga ba itong sinabi niya, etc. So, the pursuit of truth is something that is really a value that sets us apart from, you know, from the ordinary people na nag-spreader ng fake news, mga Marites.
And again, so we're putting forward that this is a manly, a pillar of what a good, you know, man should be. Siguro just one last thing that I wanna, you know, devil's advocate again. Natutuwa ako, ako yung naka-clerical dito, but I've been the one playing devil's advocate. But
because pansin ko nga.
I'm assuming the questions that, yes, you know, that will arise. So, kasi those values are, you know, they're universal. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily just for men. Diba?
Yes.
So, like, what, how do we make sense of that? Are we saying that truthfulness is more expected of men than women? Or sacrifice dapat mas sa lalaki? Or how do you answer that?
The way I framed it dun sa libro is that these are the building blocks of what masculinity is. Hindi ko sinasabing ay para lang sa lalaki yan.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ko sinasabing yan lang ang kailangan nyo. Mm-hmm. But since spiritual masculinity, which is the one of the topics of the books of the book, is defined as going back to the roots of our masculinity, which is God, and yung purpose niya sa atin. Yung purpose niya sa atin is founded on these values, which is yung responsibility, truthfulness, sacrifice, and temperance. No? So I'm not saying na para lang sa mga lalaki itong mga values na to, but these are the values that God wants us to imbibe, most especially in this age where responsibility is thrown out of the window. No one wants to sacrifice anything. Puro na lang comfort. Where one just wants to believe their own lies, mm-hmm, and one just want to indulge in their own passions and then in their own addictions.
Yeah, and I think it comes to the perfect time kasi nga, kumbaga, many people have walked that path, have pursued those things that, you know, pleasure, yung mga ino-offer ng mundo. And,
present,
you know, they have... many people are also realizing that they are empty promises.
Yeah.
And it's good that we are now, you know, ang tawag nga dyan, my favorite band is Switchfoot, and they have this song called The Beautiful Letdown.
Mm-hmm.
And you're let down pag na-realize mo na ito pala mga hinahabol ko ay wala pala, no?
Mm-hmm.
Hindi pala sila, wala pala silang saysay. But it's a beautiful letdown kasi then you realize na, ah, then I should be looking for something more meaningful. And I think that that's the core of what we're trying to give people, no? The truth that we have forgotten, the values that we have, you know, they set aside.
Set aside.
Kasi we wanna indulge ourselves, you know, we wanna, you know, rebel tayo, gusto natin, ano eh, we fashion ourselves, we define who we are. And again, if you're there, okay lang. Doesn't mean that you're unloved, that we hate you or we are angry at you. We respect your journey, di ba? And we want to be there to walk with you. But we are also saying that this is the truth. No? And
if you want to be fulfilled, you should pursue what is true. No? Mm-hmm. Hindi lang yung akala natin yung totoo.
Yes. So would you like to invite people, our listeners, our podcast viewers and listeners, to get a copy of your book?
Yes. Please get a copy of my book, The Man You're Meant to Be, Reflections on Spiritual Masculinity and Toxic Woke Culture. Mura-mura lang siya for our podcast listeners. It's only 329 pesos.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, right? Talaga? Yeah. Discounted, ah?
Yes. The original price is more than that. Pero para sa mga listeners natin, it's only 329 pesos. All you have to do is just send me a message. My name is Anthony James Perez. Punta lang kayo sa Facebook ko. I have that blue check mark. So, maraming Anthony James Perez sa Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I imagine.
Yeah.
Pero ikaw sa'yo Perez eh.
Yeah,
kasi Perez. Sa States ka nakatira dati.
So, ako po yung may blue check mark. And I'm wearing the same polo that I wear dun sa profile picture ko. So, pahiram. So nakaganyan ako. Yeah. So makita yung makita niyo yung poging na nakaganito. So ako na po 'yon. Just send me a message and we'll process your order, no. And I can even give discounts kung maramihan ang inyong mga order. So
yeah. And also, I guess that's also where they reach you if you do want to invite you for any event,
oh,
for
yes.
speaking engagements.
Yes. I've been a speaker for retreats and seminars for the past 20 years. And I can give a topic, a talk on the topic of spiritual masculinity and wokeism, or kung ano man ang na sa tingin yung suited for your own group or your own school. So
yes,
ako, just send me a message.
Yeah. Ako personally, you go to his page, ang daming magandang laman, especially if you're looking for very Catholic takes on recent events, trending yes. stuff, no? Just before this interview, meron kang post on divorce and you know, one social media personality who made a post about it. So nakakatuwa. So it's worth Thank a follow. You. And again, this is worth the read. I've read it. It's very easy to read. It, to be fair, ang hirap ng topic, but it reads and flows smooth. So
Thank you.
Commendations to you, bro. Napakaganda. Ang concern ko lang is hindi siya published by St. Paul's.
Soon.
I'm kidding. No, we're all working in the same vineyard. Yes. We're so happy to use our platform as St. Paul's to promote even the books that we don't publish but are very fruitful. That being said, of course, we'd love to have you on our roster someday, bro. So, ano lang, open invitation.
Sure, sure. Thank right? you. I will think about it. But, yes, okay, go.
Nag-commit na on. That's on record. No, so thank you very much, bro.
Thank you.
We're so blessed to have you.
Thank you, Pat.
And thank you for, you know, very casual lang tayo dito, but thank you for being so candid and sharing your story. It's very powerful. And again, it's just at the tip of a very deep and big iceberg.
Which is the reason why I hope you invite me again.
Yes, yes. Let's see. No, I'm sure we will be working again sometime soon in some capacity. So thank you.
Yeah,
thank you brother Anthony James Perez here at the Pastcast. So, muli, maraming salamat sa inyong lahat for listening, for watching. We hope that you were blessed. If you are, please consider following our page, leaving a good review that helps us to reach the algorithms of other people who might benefit from this podcast. And please continue supporting St. Paul's. All our stores are nationwide and we are also online at stpauls.ph and St. Paul's Online on Facebook. Whenever you are purchasing from our stores, you are supporting not just the store, but our mission to evangelize peoples all over the world, especially on the internet. So, muli ako po si Paz Albert with
AJ Anthony James Perez.
And this is the Pastcast powered by St. Paul's. And may God bless us.